am your cousin, Zeno.
Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Barbara. Now, thanks for calling, but tonight is out, Angel. I have to teach some gangsters that you can't get away with murder. Especially since the murder they want to get away with is mine.
This is Ed Herlihy, friends, inviting you on behalf of the Kraft Foods Company to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the substitute target. And now, the case of the substitute target.
Oh, thank you.
It's Sunday night in the expensive New York apartment of Ed Rizzo. Rizzo is a fat, bald mobster who is at the moment taking a bad pushing around from a tall young man who seems definitely to mean business.
All right, Rizzo, who is it?
Lay off!
When you talk...
No, you don't! Oh, my finger!
You shouldn't have reached for that drawer. What are you looking for, a gun? Well, here's one, only I'll hold it. There's no use looking around for protection, Rizzo. I'm your protection, you know that. Only right now, I'm not protecting.
Robbers, if you'd only listen to me...
I want the boss, the top boss. Now, who is he? Where can I find him?
I told you, I'm the boss. You work for me. You work...
You don't seem to understand, Rizzo. I don't work for you, not anymore. I want the boss, not a cheap stooge.
So you, Travers?
Who are you? I didn't know anybody
you
was...
You aren't supposed to know anybody was here. Now, stop waving that gun. You better do as I say, unless you want to find out if I'd really put a bullet in your stomach. Hurry up, drop it.
All right, don't. I'll drop it.
That's better. Pick it up, Rizzo.
Yeah.
All right. Now, just what's been going on here?
You're the boss, aren't you?
What gives you that idea?
Looking at Rizzo.
All right, I'm the boss. So what?
So from now on, I'm working for you. I'm tired of taking orders from Rizzo.
Uh-huh. And what happens when you get tired of taking orders from me?
Oh, I won't. I know I couldn't run the mob myself. At least not yet.
Listen to the park. All right, kid. Now, here's where you get yours for getting smart.
Oh, cut it out.
Hold it, Rizzo. Let go of him.
We've got to teach these punks to stay in line.
Then start by staying in line yourself. Take your hands off him.
But, Mr. Turner...
Do as I tell you.
Okay.
Boy has initiative. I like that. Tell me, Travers, how did you find out Rizzo wasn't head man?
He could never make up his mind. He always had to think it over.
Ah.
Only he wasn't thinking, he was asking.
He's got a head on his shoulders, Rizzo. I think I can use him.
But, Mr. Dunn...
By the way, Travers, I hope you haven't mentioned your deductions to anyone. I wouldn't care to have word get around.
What, are you kidding? I look out for Artie Travers. Anybody else wants to get to the top, let him do his own figuring.
Good boy. That's the spirit I like. You've got yourself a job. I have a suite at the Hotel Grayson. Be there tomorrow at 10.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's all. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. I'll be seeing.
Right. Tomorrow at 10.
Mr. Dunlap, how are we going to keep guys in line if you let punks get away with that
He's
kind of...
He's not getting away with anything, Rizzo.
But you told him...
And now I'm telling you. He's not getting away with anything. Not even his life.
Baby, did I pull a deal tonight. Little Artie is going places.
I'm glad to hear it.
You bet you're glad. It's Sable's for you, baby. And for... Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Maybe I made a mistake.
What do you mean, what sort of mistake?
Just a minute, I want to turn this corner. See if they do, too.
They? Who?
Yeah. There they are. We're being followed.
Followed? Why? What does it mean?
If that's who I think it is, it could mean plenty. I gotta shake them.
What do you think they want?
Me.
They're speeding up, too.
Yeah, hang on, baby. We gotta take another turn.
What's it all about?
Never mind. Just watching back. See if they make it.
All right. Yes, here they come. Well, they're gaining. Can't you go any faster?
No, I'm giving her all she'll take.
They're still gaining.
We'll never make it. Get down on the floor, baby.
Well, what are you going to
do? Like I tell you, quick.
All right. Oh.
Hello.
Hello. I'm looking for Michael Waring, the Falk, and I was told I could find him here.
You were told right. Come in.
Thank you. I thought you'd have an office. Isn't it rather unusual for a detective to work out of his apartment?
I'm a rather unusual detective.
So I've heard. That's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lorna, what can I do for you?
You know my name?
Sure. Lorna March.
You are unusual.
Don't give me too much credit, Angel. You were all over the front pages.
Oh, that's when I was in the hospital. I didn't see.
Yes, but I did. You're not the type to ignore. I'm not that unusual.
Thank you. Then you know the police grill me about Art's connections. They think I know something that I'm holding back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not so. I only knew Art a short while. I didn't know he was a gangster. If I had, I wouldn't have had anything to do with him, believe me.
You don't have to sell me.
But it's true. He told me that he was in some sort of manufacturing business.
All right, Lorna. You don't know anything about Art Travers. You don't know who killed him or why he was killed.
That's right. Only the police won't believe me. They think I'm holding back. And now what worries me? Suppose the people who killed Art get the same idea.
You think they might go gunning for you to shut you up?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. That's why I came to you. I'll pay your fee gladly.
Well, first of all, let's put you where they can't get at you. I'll take you to a hotel, make sure we're not followed. You stay in your room and don't open the door to anyone.
But I can't stay locked in a hotel room indefinitely.
No, just till we get things rolling.
What things?
Well, maybe the killers will lose interest in you if we give them something else to shoot at.
What, for instance?
Me.
Homicide, Sergeant Corbett speaking.
It's your lucky day, Corbett. This is Mike Waring.
Goodbye, Waring.
Hold it. I want to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to you. I've already got a headache.
The Art Travers killing, by any chance?
You've been listening at keyholes.
Naturally, in my profession.
All right, Waring, what do you want? I got no time for idle chit-chat.
I want you to do me a favor.
I told you, I got no time.
Oh, for this you have. You'll love it.
What makes you think so?
It might get me killed.
All of a sudden, I find myself strangely interested. Tell me more.
...in the Art Travers shooting. Police reveal that letters to Travers' apartment indicate that shortly before his murders, Travers employed private detective Mike Waring, known as the Falcon. Waring is wanted for questioning as to the nature of his work for Travers. It is believed that this may have a direct bearing on the killing, especially since Waring has disappeared since the killing. It is not known whether Waring is in hiding.
Hello, Joey.
Mike Waring. Hey, didn't you hear? I mean, well, don't you know the law's looking for you?
That's why I'm looking for you.
Huh?
Have one on me, Joey. What are you drinking?
You name it, I'll drink it.
Okay. Bartender, double scotch for my pal.
Gee, that's pretty swell, Mike. What's cooking? What can I do you for?
I just thought you might let me hole up in your place till things cool off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure, Mike. Sure, anytime.
Thanks, Joey. Well, I'd better get right up there. The sooner I'm out of circulation, the better. Here, this will take care of your drink.
Thanks. Hey, just a second. Here's the keys.
Oh, right.
I'll be up a little later.
All right, Joey. So long.
So long, Mike. Hey, haul the rest of the drink, Red. I'll be right back.
Uh...
Carlo.
Hello. Mr. Rizzo?
Yes?
Joey Jonas. I was just calling. I might happen to know where you could find Mike Waring.
Oh?
What's it worth?
Come on up. We'll talk about it.
Okay. I'll be right over.
Come in, Joey.
Yeah, Mr. Rizzo.
Now, what's this about you knowing where to find Waring?
Well, you see, he comes to me, asks me to help hide him out.
Oh, he comes to you?
Yeah, he says, well, I... Hey, come on, I'm letting
what
go.
What does Waring come to you for?
I'm trying to tell you, Hey, don't hit me.
You a pal of Waring's?
I know him, sort of.
You know him, sort of, but he goes to you when he's in a jam.
Well, I guess he figured that, well, nobody'd think about him going to me. If he went to one of his real pals, a friend would, well, you know.
Maybe.
Hey, look, I'm telling you where to find him, ain't I?
You better.
Well, doesn't that prove I'm leveling with you?
All right, Joey.
But you said, well, you know, I'm going to get paid, ain't I?
We'll talk about that after I find Waring. Where is he?
Well, the door first. God, my arm!
Where's Waring?
But I... Ow! At my place. My place.
Okay. We'll see.
Yeah, but don't forget you promised if I told you, you'd give me the
door. All right, Joey, turn it off. If Waring's there, you'll be taken care of. After we take care of Waring. Hello, Larkin. This is Rizzo.
Yeah, Mr. Rizzo.
Just thought you'd like to know. It pays to keep your customers happy.
What do you mean?
Just that I've got another job for you.
Oh? It wouldn't be Waring, would it?
How did you know?
According to the papers, he was tied in with Travis.
Yeah. Well, will you take care of it? I know where you can find him.
You want him to get what Travis got?
Yeah. But first, I want to talk to him, find out how much he knows. I want you to bring him here.
That's not going to be so easy. A guy like the Falcon.
You don't think you can handle it?
I didn't say that.
Then cut the alibis.
Okay, Mr. Rizzo. I'll bring you Waring.
This is Ed Hurley again, friends. Well, I guess Larkin plans to bring Mike to Mr. Rizzo, all right. Meanwhile, I'd like to bring you an idea. An idea for keeping the whole family pleased whenever they want a delicious snack. Just keep your refrigerator stocked with a glass or two of Kraft cheese and bacon spread. One of the 9 delicious cheese spreads made by Kraft. Kraft cheese and bacon spread is perfect for snacks because it tastes so wonderful, and because it's velvety smooth for easy spreading on crackers or bread. Just wait till you taste this fine blend of mellow, sharp American cheddar cheese and hickory smoked bacon with that tantalizing sweet smoke flavor all through it. Mmm. You'll keep coming back for more. And snacks you make with Kraft cheese and bacon spread are snacks you can enjoy often. Because like all 9 Kraft cheese spreads, Kraft cheese and bacon spread is wholesome dairy food made from only the finest ingredients. And for variety, try some of the 9 other tempting Kraft cheese spreads. There's Sharp Old English brand, Roca brand, and full-flavored Smoke Hill, too. Look for them in the tulip-designed drinking glasses in your choice of 4 gay colors. And remember, these are America's favorite cheese spreads. America's favorites because they're so delicious. So be sure you get the cheese spreads made by Kraft. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. 20 minutes have passed since Rizzo ordered Larkin to deliver Mike Waring. Now, at the door of Joey Jonas's room, Larkin is ready to carry out his mission.
Who is it?
Joey sent me up. He thought you might be hungry. Got a couple of sandwiches for you.
That's what I call a service. Just a second.
All right.
Hey! I expected the gun, pal. That's why I was ready to jump you. Double cross.
No, Joey, he didn't double cross. He double crossed me, but I counted on it.
Yeah, well, I'll.
Oh. You won't do anything, pal. Not for a while.
Larkin, who gave you your orders?
I want a lawyer.
He wants a lawyer.
Well, get him a lawyer, Corbett.
Waring, he's just a professional trigger. I want the higher-ups. He's got to talk.
With your charm, I don't see how he can resist you, but I have a hunch he will. You're wasting your time.
Well, you got any suggestions, Waring?
Yes, I told you. Get him a lawyer, like he asked you.
Believe me, he doesn't want a lawyer.
He says he does.
Yeah, what'll a lawyer do?
Spring him?
Yeah, then the mob will rub him out to shut him up in case we want to pick him up again. We're doing him a favor keeping him here, believe me.
Well, Corbett, every man to his taste.
You're such a help.
Now, that's gratitude for you. I bring you the trigger.
I want the higher-ups.
No satisfying some people.
Like the chief, for instance. He's going to be screaming.
What, in your pretty shell-like ear? The thought shudders. Well, so long, Corbett.
Where are you going, Waring?
Your every wish is my command. I'm going looking for higher-ups. Hello, Joey.
Huh? Falcon. Hey, stay away from me, Mike. Stay away.
Come here, Joey.
I'm warning you. Now stay away or I'll let you have it with this beer bottle.
Well, Joey, if you're so anxious to give me that bottle, I'll just take it.
Up. Now cut it out, Mike.
Yeah, sure. As soon as I can get this away from you. That's it. All right, Joey. Now we talk.
Please, Mike. Don't be sore.
You sicked a gunman on me. And what are you so startled to see me walking around?
I can explain.
All right, explain.
Well, he wanted it, and I guess I can't.
As a matter of fact, you don't have to. I expected just what happened.
Huh? Well, why?
Because I know what a cheap rat you are.
I suppose you wouldn't believe
now,
it.
You're right, I wouldn't. But there's no use crying over spilled gunman, Joey. So I'm willing to make a deal.
Hey, what kind of a deal?
I'm willing to forget the gunman, provided you tell me who hired him.
Well, what if I don't know?
You do know. You know plenty about what's cooking in mob circles. That's why I latched onto you in the first place.
I can't say anything else, Mike. It's... Hey, don't hit me.
I'm not going to hit you. I'm just going to explain something to you.
Explain?
Yeah. You can deny it if you want to, but this is the way I see it. You tipped off a mob that I was at your place. They sent around Larkin to get rid of me.
Oh, Mike,
but that's
look,
just what I counted on. I was waiting for him. Now he's in the jug.
Oh, it's not
and
the way
what
I'm...
do you think the mob thinks about that? They think you double-crossed them.
Huh?
Sure, can't you see it? Larkin walked into a trap. You laid the trap.
No, I didn't.
Well, that's the way it looks to them. And they won't sit still for that kind of an act. Now, Joey, I'm not going to hit you. I'll just leave you for the mob.
Oh, what am I going to do?
Well, you could help me round up the mob. Put the finger on the boss. If they're behind bars, they can't touch you.
Yeah, but if something goes wrong...
So what? You couldn't be any worse off than you are. Think it over, Joey.
All right, Mike. Micah... I'll tell you all I know.
Stop pacing the floor, Rizzo. You make me dizzy.
Should have heard from Larkin long ago. Something must have gone wrong.
Something probably did. I understand Mike Waring is pretty sharp.
Joey double-crossed me. That's what happened, Mr. Dunlap.
Maybe.
He sold me out to Waring. Now Waring has Larkin to clinch it. You'll get him to talk.
What can Larkin say?
He can tie me to the Travis job. We've got to get to Waring before he gets to the law.
How?
I don't know. But if we don't, Mr. Dunlap, we're sunk.
Let's not underestimate the advantages of our method of operation, Rizzo.
Huh?
You're afraid Larkin will talk. But how much does he actually know?
He knows me.
Well, true, but he doesn't know me.
That's a big help.
Perhaps not to you. It is to me.
Oh, and I don't count, I suppose.
Oh, certainly you do, as long as you're an asset. Now perhaps you see why I insisted upon the breakdown in the organization. Larkin knows no one except you. You can name me, but you don't know any of my other lieutenants.
Who cares about the other lieutenants? I'm thinking about me.
Of course, but you see how the setup works. A chain, as it were. All that's necessary is to eliminate one link in the chain, and investigation comes to a dead end.
So how are we going to eliminate Larkin? Waring's got him.
True, Rizzo. Therefore, we're forced to move on to the next link.
Huh? Hey, now, wait a minute.
Sorry, Rizzo.
Please, Mr. Dunlap,
don't... As long as we take care of the weakest link...
I wouldn't talk. You don't have to worry about me.
Too bad I have to do this myself, but there's no time, and I don't want to risk anything going wrong.
Boss, look, I won't talk.
Hey, Mike, tell me, what good will I do here?
I told you, Joey, it's not what good you'll do being with me. It's what harm you might do if I let you out of my sight again.
Yeah, but Rizzo's going to be sore.
Let me handle Rizzo.
Let me get down. I'll wait downstairs.
You'll wait right here.
Let's go. There's nobody here.
You hope. I hear somebody in there.
Well, it was just maybe somebody upstairs.
I don't think so. I heard somebody moving around inside.
Well, it's funny they don't come then.
Yeah, very funny. Well, Joey, I guess he's not here. Let's go.
What's the...
Shh, come on.
Hey, you gone nuts?
Yeah, sure. All right, Joey. This is far enough.
Oh, what are we doing?
Obviously, visitors aren't welcome. But maybe if we pretend to go...
Or maybe if we really do go...
Will you stop that?
Oh, what do we do? Just stand here in the hall?
Yeah, for a minute. If nobody opens the door now, we'll have to try something else. Now, just be quiet.
Okay. Here he comes.
Oh, fine. You scared him back.
What's the matter, Waring? Nobody home?
Huh? Corbett, where'd you come from?
Larkin finally cracked. Said Rizzo hired him, so here I am.
Oh, good. There's something going on inside, but... Hey, where's Joey?
Joey? That must be the guy who just ducked down the stairs.
I should have known he'd fade the second I turned my back. Well, maybe he doesn't matter for now. Look, we've got to get into Rizzo's. But that's not the kind of door you can break into.
What's going on?
That's what I'm trying to find out. I knocked at Rizzo's door. Nobody answered. But I could hear someone inside. So I hid and waited. Then somebody opened the door. But before I could see who it was, Joey chirped and the door slammed.
Well, a door slammed in your face should be no new experience to you, Waring.
All right, I'll waltz with you later, Corbett. Right now, this calls for a search warrant. And an acetylene torch. Now get on it, huh?
From the look of them, we're not going to get much out of Rizzo.
Oh, except a collection of lead.
Yeah.
I wonder whoever was here didn't want to let me in. He probably just finished this job. Then while I was talking to you, he cleared out through the window.
So we're right back where we started.
Well, not exactly. You've got Rizzo.
What's left of him. Now we've got to get the boy who plugged him.
That's right, Corbett. Well, let's go see Ludovici Caffarello.
Eh? Who is Ludovici Caffarello?
A taxi driver.
Yeah, what's he got to do with this case?
Nothing, maybe.
This is the kind of help he gives me.
Okay, so I'll go see Ludovici Caffarello.
Hold it, Waring. I don't know what gives, but I'm in no mood to take you patting yourself on the back in front of my face if this pays off and I'm out of it. Where does this Caffarello live?
I don't know.
Gets better and better.
But I know where he works. So if you're coming, let's get moving. We've got work to do.
Back to the adventures of the Falcon. It's an hour and a half since Mike threw the name Ludovici Caffarello into the case. Corbett is still wondering if it was a straight, fast one or a curve. Now, the Falcon and Sergeant Corbett are waiting in an elaborately furnished living room for the answer while the butler goes to announce them to the master of the house. A moment later, their host appears.
Good evening, gentlemen. Which of you is Sergeant Corbett?
I am, Dunlap.
That's the guy, Corbett.
What guy am I?
The guy who slammed the door in my face at Rizzo's.
When was this?
A couple of hours ago.
Tonight? I haven't been out tonight.
We can prove you have.
Your word against mine?
Mine and Caffarello's.
Who's Caffarello?
The taxi driver who drove you here from Rizzo's.
When I heard the police wanted to see me, I wondered what they wanted.
You know. Better come along to headquarters.
What charge?
Suspicion of murder.
I hate to disappoint you, gentlemen, but I have other plans.
No, you don't. No gunplay.
Hold him, Waring.
I don't think you will.
Stop, Dunlap. Stop.
Oh, he's great for going through windows. Didn't even stop to open it.
See him, Waring?
Yeah, he's on the fire escape. All right, Dunlap, that's as far as you go.
Nurse's answer.
Well, that's a two-way answer.
Get him?
No, he's too close to the building. But I've got him cornered. He can't get out to the stairs.
Keep him pinned there. I'll go down for him.
Yeah, right. He's two floors down. Corbett, wait a minute.
What's wrong?
He's taking a gamble. He's going over the rail. He's going to drop to the ground. It's three floors to solid concrete.
If he makes it.
Just a second. I can cover him from out here in the fire escape, even if he... There he goes.
Watch him, Waring.
It's all right, Corbett. I don't think he's going anywhere. He's not getting up. But you better get down there. I'll keep him covered just in case.
All right, Mike. So you and the sergeant found Rizzo's body. But then what?
Well, I knew the murderer left the building right after Joey and I got there.
Huh?
He went out the window while I was in the hall.
Uh-huh.
And I knew he'd be in a hurry to get out of the neighborhood. He might have taken a taxi, and since the taxi we arrived in was probably still out front...
Oh, I see.
Well, you know, they have the driver's identification in the cab. I remember the name because it intrigued me. Ludovici Carfarello.
So you called the taxi company and asked where you could find Carfarello?
That's right. And he told us he picked up a fare near Rizzo's and gave us the description. We went to where he took the fare, gave the desk clerk the description, and he said it sounded like Dunlap. And that, with a little bluffing, was the end of the line.
Do you think Dunlap's the head man of the mob?
Seems to be. He's got a busted leg, but he'll be able to talk. Yep, looks like the mob's washed up.
And Joey?
He's probably on his bicycle heading for Texas.
Oh, poor Joey.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about him.
Well, the main thing is I don't have to worry about myself anymore. Oh, it's no fun having to hide out from gangsters.
Well, still, just to play safe, you better keep a bodyguard with you for a while.
You think there's still danger? I thought you said the mob was finished.
Well, probably is, but why take chances?
Well, do you know a bodyguard?
Mm-hmm. Me.
Oh.
I'd stick real close, Lorna.
I'm sure you would.
You'd be well protected.
I don't doubt it. There's only one thing that concerns me.
What's that, Angel?
Who'd protect me from my protector?
The case of the Bellicose Boxer. The case of the Bellicose Boxer. That's the title of next week's Adventure of the Falcon. And Mike Waring learns that when some fighters are knocked out, they may also be knocked off. So be sure to listen at the same time next week to another exciting Adventure of the Falcon, brought to you by the Kraft Foods Company. The Adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced by Bernard L. Schubert, written today by Jerome Epstein, and directed by Richard Lewis. Music was by Arlo. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon with Ken Lynch as Sergeant Corbett. Be sure to hear the great Gildersleeve next Wednesday evening over most of these stations. In next Wednesday's broadcast, Gildy comes face to face with an hilarious problem and solves it in a way that will keep you laughing for days. Remember the show, the time, and the place. The Great Gildersleeve, next Wednesday evening, over most of these stations. Check your newspaper for time of broadcast. This is Ed Hurley. He's speaking for the Kraft Foods Company.
Hear Mr. and Mrs. Blandings later today, then the big show on NBC.
Next, we will hear a most thrilling tale of intrigue and evil. The famed Sherlock Holmes is featured.